We are living, we are dwelling in a grand and awful time.
Have mercy.
Friends of mine, as we look at this world around us, it seems to be deteriorating, and before we can recover from one thing, another one takes its place.
Have mercy.
Frustration surrounds us, confusion confounds us.
Have mercy.
Seem to be ever in a state of total alarm. We're experiencing to a new low. Man's inhumanity to man. Individuals are being beheaded publicly.
Have mercy.
We find that suicide is becoming a popular way to escape the confusion and chaos that's taking place around us. Today, we want to you to think with us from the subject boasting and bragging.
Have mercy.
We want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of James, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 13. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year together, near there, carrying on business and make money. Why do you not even know that what will happen tomorrow?
Yes, yes.
What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while.
Have mercy.
And then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will,
yes,
we will live and do this or that.
Yes.
As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, sin. The book of James, so the scholars tell us, was written by the brother of Jesus. He's writing a letter to those who have become somewhat disenchanted, trying to bring to their attention that the words that they speak have meaning. That the words that they speak ought to be backed up by actions. So James writes, and he immediately deals with an issue. An issue that you and I perhaps need to deal with ourselves. It's easy to point the finger to those who are not a part of Christianity. We label individuals who say one thing and do something else different, label them as hypocrites. Well, the truth to be told, there's a bit of a hypocrisy in each of us.
Come on now.
So we would encourage you to follow what James is talking about. And try to take the corrective action that is necessary to get our lives in harmony with his will.
That's right.
So James gave a warning to those who were making plans.
Mm-hmm.
We often hear that cliche, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail.
That's right.
But we're not suggesting that we shouldn't make plans,
mm-hmm.
but we should make plans not with boasting and bragging as to what we are going to do. James wants to let us know that we're but a mist. We don't even know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what's going to happen the next minute.
Make a plan.
And he goes on to use a familiar expression, one that I've heard from my youth. If the Lord is willing, then I will do this and I will do that. It's a serious blunder and mistake to leave God out of our plans.
That's right.
It's an invitation for a catastrophe.
Have mercy.
And a disaster to leave God out of our plans. Does that mean that we should end every sentence that we make by saying, if the Lord is willing? No. Does it mean that we should not make plans? No. We ought to make plans, but we ought to make them, though the plans, always including our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What James brings to our attention that we don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
But God does.
Yes, he does.
In all our ways, we are to acknowledge him and he will direct our paths. All kinds of decisions are being made in the world around us. We too must make plans.
Yes.
But we must do so acknowledging God.
Yes.
Whether we acknowledge it or not, it is God that will bring to fruition whatever our little minds conjure up. George Washington Carver entered into his laboratory and he referred to God as Mr. Creator.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Mr. Creator, let me know all about the peanut.
Huh.
According to him in his biography, the Creator referred to him, little man, your mind is too small to know all about the peanut. He rephrased the question and said, Mr. Creator, let me know just a little bit about the peanut. And then you can read all of the things that have been attributed to his learning being revealed to him by God, just a little about the peanut.
Yes.
We can have great and grand plans, great and grand ideas.
And mercy.
But without God, they mean nothing.
Nothing.
God declares the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
And he lets us know in his word that my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways.
That's right.
My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. It's not good for us to forget that everything that God has, Satan has a counterfeit.
That's right.
Now we are told that we have to have faith, but Satan has a counterfeit, presumption. We have to be careful to recognize that our hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know it?
That's the Bible.
How many times have you and I read the word of God under the unction and power of the Holy Spirit revealed to us things in our heart and mind to let us know that we are not where we ought to be? And we go right on doing contrary, going contrary to the word of God. Wednesday night, Elder Muska brought up that sublime chapter of chapter 13. 1 Corinthians.
Yeah.
My mind went back to, she was emphasizing the fact that God is love. And I had heard a long time ago that if we put our names in that chapter, God put God there, where there's love, and turn around after we get through reading the chapter, put our name there.
Come on now.
But the statements be true. Then God is love. Love thinketh no evil. If I were to put my name down there, Wilson, think it no evil. Will that be true? If you were to put your name there and apply it to all wherever you see love in that chapter, would the statements be true? What actions are we taken to make it true? So it becomes necessary that we include God, that we put forth maximum effort through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit, that our characters will be changed into the character that's just like Jesus Christ. Last week, we brought to your attention that we got to get closer to God. When we see what's taking place in this world around us, we got to get so close that God would rub off on us.
That's right.
We don't have to wear a sign that's saying I'm a Christian.
That's right.
We can be judged by the things that we say and do. Not that's only right. would we talk like God, not only would we walk like God.
Come on now.
But our whole countenance will change to reflect, as this was said about the disciples of old. Mm-hmm. They saw and noticed that they had been with Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
James compares our lives to a mist.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's here but for a little while.
That's right.
We hear the oohs and ahs for individuals that reach a plateau of a century of life. Oh, life is short.
Yes, it is.
70, the record says, and if by strength, 80.
That's the Bible.
My grandfather used to say to me, boy, don't start loving this world till it get close to time. You think you're gonna leave here. Well, I don't say that I love the world.
Come on, Doc.
For a better place. Place where there will be no confusion, no sickness and sadness and sorrow. Mm-hmm. We got a plan. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there.
That's right.
I listened to the politicians making great and grand promises and plans as to what they're going to do to make the United States of America better. If you believe that, it's going to be better. I'd like to sell you a part of that new Mississippi River bridge out there.
That's right.
So it's incumbent upon us to study the word. Stay That's in right. the word. We can put our faith, our hope, and our confidence in one thing alone, and that Come is the Word of God is truth.
Yes, yes.
Devil got a counterfeit. Presumption. Where we go make decisions and plans as to how and what we intend to do. And then turn around. Even though it's not verbalized in that way.
Yeah.
Lord, these are the plans that I've made. Make it happen. Only to find out that we're falling short of the mark. Notice what Peter said to God. To Jesus. Jesus said to Peter before the cock crow,
come on now.
You gonna deny me 3 times. Oh no, I will never do anything like that. You ever made that kind of statement? We're approaching the last quarter of the year. We already making statements.
That's right.
About what's going to happen in the new year. what we gonna do, what we not gonna do. And before the words leave our lips,
have mercy, have mercy,
we find ourselves backtracking. As the pastor said, digging wells.
Yes, sir.
But God lets us know that in our making plans, let us be realistic. Let us understand.
Yes.
What our true condition is.
Yes.
Let us strive to become what God has declared us to be.
That's right.
It's declared that he wants us to be light, salt of the earth, the lights of the world. I remember being on the highway, coming back from Dallas at one of the meetings, church meetings, hit a thick fog, coming home, my wife constantly being alert to what was taking place, telling me, you better pull over. I said, nah, if I pull over, somebody ought to run into us. I wanted to get back home. I just kept going. She said, maybe you need to put your bright lights on. So just to appease her, I turned those bright lights on and the glare got bigger. Couldn't see anything. And all of a sudden, I looked in my mirror. I saw one of those big tractor trailers coming. He had some amber lights. I'm just creeping along. He just passed me by. And as he passed me by, I could see all of those red lights and amber lights that lit up that the back of that trailer like a Christmas. I said, thank you, Jesus. I just got behind that tractor trailer. That's what God wants us to be. Lights to show the way out and lights to lead the way home.
Come on, brother.
But the only way that we're going to be able to do that, we're going to have to change our thought processes.
Yes.
Through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. So let us not say, what I will do this and I will do that. If the Lord is willing, we need to recognize that God must be a part of all of our plan.
Uh-huh.
He has the last say. And whatever our plans may be,
yeah,
we should be willing to give it up or go forward based upon the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, whether God's given the nod or not.
That's right.
Well, if we ignore the wooings of the Holy Spirit and decide we're going to have it our own way, we'll recognize to our chagrin that we are not as smart as we thought we were. That they are not as smart as they think they are. God and God alone. So we need to recognize, brothers and sisters, that our life is short. We only have today. Today, the ancient poet put it this way. Today in this brief course lie all of the verities and realities of your existence. There is the bliss of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of achievement, for yesterday is but a dream and tomorrow is only a vision.
That's right.
Oh, friends of mine, I want you to know that as we dedicate our lives to the Holy Spirit and to God to take lead and take charge mm-hmm. of our spirit, it is only then that every yesterday becomes a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope. God's tomorrow will be better than today.
Yes,
soon,
yes.
Soon and very soon we're going to see the King.
That's right.
In that day he shall speak to the north and say, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
That's right.
Oh, friends of mine, we may be experiencing difficult times now.
Yes, yes, yes.
We may be experiencing terrible calamities.
Have mercy.
We may be experiencing financial difficulties and poor health. But the day is soon to come when Jesus, our Lord and Savior, shall come and put an end to all of the chaos, all of the confusion, all of the exploitation that has taken place, the racism and all of these things.
Yes, yes.
Scribes. As a little cloud that shall be seen in the east, that will grow bigger and brighter, about the size of a man's hand, bigger and brighter until you see it seeming to light up the heavens. Won't have to wait till CNN announced that Jesus is coming. Don't worry about all this business that what these fortune tellers are saying and what these statisticians are saying about this, that, and the other. Don't have to worry about global warming. Don't have to worry about the floods. And I'm praising God.
mm-hmm.
Having experienced the disaster of a flood about 4 years ago now. Still trying to recover.
Have mercy.
Losing the job. Having to go down. I understand what can happen when we plan. Putting forth our best effort in it, and it does not happen the way we plan it. Oh, yeah. It's a disappointing thing. Begin to question yourself and sometimes question God. The devil intends it for bad, but God intends it for good. Our character development, whatever it is that we're experiencing, however distasteful it may be, loss of a loved one, loss of a child. It It is for our character development. The only thing that we're going to take from here to glory are the characters that we develop.
Come on, Doc.
So let us not say tomorrow or today I will do this. I will do that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let us always remember and say it with an honesty and sincerity that cannot be questioned, because our actions will demonstrate it.
Yes.
If the Lord is willing.
That's right.
Then I will do this. To his name's honor and glory.
Come on, preacher.
Not for our selfish beings.
Yeah.
We live in a world now where a dollar,
have mercy,
seems to control every effort. You're told by Jesus where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Preach.
We want to make sure that our treasure is up in heaven. For that place that Jesus has gone to prepare for us. Not to be worried about bitcoins and gold, silver. So money will be thrown in the streets and nobody will pick it up.
Make a plan, preacher.
Up there, there'll be streets of gold. Story is told of an individual that was told to take, they could take with them the whatever they wanted to take, because they were going to heaven. They began to pick up the silver and the gold. And the angel looked at him and told him, is that what you want to take? We got streets of gold.
Yes, sir.
And we people are dying because of gold, silver. We spend our health in pursuit of wealth, working long hours in order to gain things until we lose our health and then turn around and spend the wealth
trying to regain
that we have accumulated, trying to regain health.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, friends of mine, we need to recognize that God's way is the best way.
Yes, Lord.
God's way is the only way.
That's right.
He lets us know, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And all of these things that we're seeking after down here shall be added unto you.
Yes, yes, yes.
First things must become first. God is concerned about our character development. He's not concerned about the mundane things of this world.
Come on, make it plain, preacher.
He's concerned about our soul salvation.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus died.
Yes, sir.
Save us. To re-establish the character of God in us. so that we'll be able to go back and live with him. He wants to have a relationship with us. He wants also to let us know who God is. The devil has sought to demonize the character of God. So much so that many have bought into it as to what God is like. And so when you look at your insurance policy, and it talks about acts of God. That's another. Upon the character of God. God is not sending the hurricanes. He's not sending the storms to wipe you out. He's allowing these things to happen. It is Satan that's doing it.
Preach.
Satan knows but two words. When all his imps appear,
preach.
Kill him. Kill him.
Have mercy.
Won't destroy you and I. The God that loves us so much that he's willing to send his son.
Come on,
that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly.
That's right.
Oh, my friends, to know what to do and not do it. James 17:17 says, if we know.
That's right.
Or have an opportunity to know.
Come on now.
And refuse to make the necessary changes and allow him to make the necessary changes in our lives.
Preach.
The question is asked, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
Have mercy.
God is merciful. Cool. He's patient. He's long-suffering.
Yeah.
But he will in no wise excuse the guilt.
Yes, yes.
You and I not fall into the trap of laying plans, thinking thoughts contrary to his will. We must merge our will and submit our will to his will. And in the end, we'll be found standing on the sea of glass, telling the story of how we made it over. It's necessary that you and I not seek just to save ourselves, but there's a world out there that needs to know what we know.
Make a plan, preacher.
We need to do it. Not some drawn out plan. It's daily taking advantage and reflecting the love of God to those that we meet and come in contact with.
Yeah, make a plan.
They'd rather see a sermon than to hear one.
Yes, Lord.
May we be that sermon through the actions that we take under the unction and power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Remember, Satan has a counterfeit for everything that God has. Let us seek the genuine and pursue. So until we meet again, have faith in God.
Yes.
Fast phase to setting sun. have faith in God, your day and my day is nearly done. Have faith in God until the crown is won.
That's right.
Have faith in God. May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.